Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please sit. Now, this morning I'm breaking with tradition a little bit. Normally we have a sermon on the Magnificat, or certainly on the gospel reading that we have, which is a beautiful reading in itself. But I've chosen to choose the Old Testament reading. In 1865, shortly after the Civil War in America, a pastor from the Holy Trinity Church in Boston, Massachusetts, was helping with a Christmas Eve service in Bethlehem of Judea. He later wrote about his feelings as he descended from Jerusalem into Bethlehem, riding a horse. He said, "I remember standing in the old church in Bethlehem, close to the spot where Jesus was born. The whole church was singing hour after hour splendid hymns of praise to God. It was as if I could hear angelic voices telling each other of the wonderful night of our dear Saviour's birth." 2 years later, in 1867, this pastor, Philip Brooks, put his pen to paper, and he wrote a very special and very biblical song that we often hear this time of the year in the Christmas season. He wrote these glorious words: "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." And those verses, they declare the heart of Christmas. It's a time of celebration, a time of salvation, a time of contemplation. The prophet Micah, he put pen to paper and wrote about this little town of Bethlehem. He tells the story of a very special town. Though his words were brief, they contain a wealth of spiritual truth. The story of Bethlehem is a special story that I think it needs to be told and told and retold. And especially now in these times in which we live. Because at the moment we are living in a day when the real story of the birth of Jesus, it tends to be lost amongst the trees, the decorations, the shopping, all the presents, the marketing. And the story of Christmas, it's also a story of a little town, a town called Bethlehem. And the story is the story of a place. And when Micah writes of Bethlehem, he writes about a little town that will produce great things. And when Bethlehem, although it might have been a tiny hamlet really, it had a colourful past and it had a brilliant future. When we think of Bethlehem, I think really we only think about it as a place that our Lord was born. But within the history, this town contains a wealth of spiritual truth. The town of Bethlehem is only 5 miles south of the great city of Jerusalem. And Bethlehem is first mentioned outside the scriptures in a letter from one of the kings of Palestine to an Egyptian pharaoh in the year 1263. And the name Bethlehem means house of bread. And Micah also called it by another name, Ephrathah. And this older name for the city, it means a place of fruitfulness. So Bethlehem is a house of fruitfulness and the house of bread. And how fitting, therefore, then that Jesus should be born in Bethlehem, for he is the true bread, the bread of life. The bread of life that takes away the sin of the world. Now, Bethlehem is first mentioned in the scriptures in Genesis, the first book of the Bible. If you wish to look it up at any time, it's Genesis 35, 16 to 20. And that is when Jacob and his family are journeying home to Canaan. Rachel goes into labor and gives birth to a son. Rachel dies in childbirth, and as she is dying, she calls her son's name Benoni, which means son of my sorrow. And Jacob's wife, Rachel, was buried just outside Bethlehem. Jacob changed his son's name from Benoni to Benjamin. And Benjamin means the son of my right hand. So Bethlehem is initially associated with sorrow and death, but was transformed prophetically, knowingly or unknowingly, into a place that treats the son of my right hand. Jesus too took a place associated with grief and suffering and transformed it into a place of strength and glory. Jesus was called by the prophet Isaiah a man of sorrows. He was called the one who created the universe, who had nowhere to lay his head. That's in Matthew 8. And John says, the one who left heaven to come and die was rejected by those he came to reach. Isaiah again says, he knew pain, he knew sorrow, and in the end was crucified. He is our Benoni, he is the son of my sorrow. But he is also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the son of the right hand. The story of Ruth also transpired in the town of Bethlehem. It was in Bethlehem that Ruth found redemption from her pain and from her past. She found grace, she found mercy, love and acceptance. And it was a drink from the well in Bethlehem that refreshed the soul of David during a day of battle. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a spiritual well was given to all of humanity. And everyone who drinks from this well, from this living water, will thirst no more. Their thirst is quenched for all eternity. Bethlehem was the focus of an amazing prophecy by the prophet Micah. And that prophecy is the focus of my text today. Because we see Bethlehem witness the most amazing miracle the world has ever seen. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, came in flesh, came into the world, and was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was where the wise men found the Christ child. And they offered him not only their gifts, but their worship. Wise men and wise women, they still seek him today. For he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So Bethlehem is a story of a place. And secondly, it's also a story of a plan. The words from the Old Testament proclaim, from you, Bethlehem, shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel. These words speak of God's glorious plan for humanity. And Bethlehem was part of his plan, the plan we first read about in Genesis. And with the in Genesis 3:15, mankind turned from God in the Garden of Eden. And so God gave humanity the first glimpse there of his plan. He told Adam and Eve that a Redeemer would be born. Then as the years went by, more and more of God's plan was revealed. through when he saved his people from bondage in Egypt, when he gave them manna in the wilderness and brought water from the rock. Each time this is giving a little bit more of his plan. Isaiah wrote of a virgin birth. That again is a bit more of the plan. Micah, as we have heard this morning, revealed the birth of the Messiah. And he shared where the king would be born. He proclaimed that the one who would fill the plan would come from a little town of Bethlehem. This glorious plan involved God becoming a human being to come into this world and to live as a man, to live as one of us, as one of us. It involved him going to the cross to die and to be the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And the plan called for our Lord's resurrection, and it also called for his ascension. And it involves him coming again, returning in glory to rule and reign for eternity. And this plan is designed to include you and me. And the prophet Micah also said these words, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. And these words reveal the truth that this one who would be born in Bethlehem was no ordinary man. The prophets tell us that while he may be coming out of Bethlehem, he is eternal. He may be born in Bethlehem, but his beginning is not there. Jesus is eternal, and he is in our midst every day. For where there are two or three gathered in his name, Jesus is in their midst. So he is in our midst this very day. Now, I found a poem, and there's a copy of it here if you'd like to have a look at it afterwards. And the opening of it, I actually thought was rather appropriate for today. It said, if you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. The gift from Bethlehem is right here in our midst. The story of Bethlehem is a story of a miracle. It's a miracle more profound than the healing of the leper, the restoring of the sight to the blind, casting out demons, or even, dare I say, raising somebody from the dead. The miracle is a miracle that took place in Bethlehem when Jesus Christ was born. And the story of Bethlehem is a story of God becoming man. He did not stop becoming God, being God. He merely added humanity to his deity. Miraculously, God placed himself within Mary's womb. And some 9 months later, Mary gave birth to a son. And when she looked into the face of her little boy, she looked into the face of God. God in human flesh. Now, I don't know about you, but I cannot fully comprehend the incarnation of our Jesus. He was fully God, yet he was fully man. He experienced humanity in its fullness. He suffered. He was hungry, thirsty. He knew loneliness. He knew grief. He grew weary. He slept. He wept. He was rejected. And he died. Yet while he was absolutely human, he lived his whole life sinless. Jesus came to this earth because he loves you, and he gave his life as a ransom for you. He came to offer you salvation. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. And we'll now all stand to sing that wonderful carol, A Little Town of Bethlehem.